Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Details are at gatesfoundation.org.
The R. Kelly child pornography trial resumes Tuesday after a week of sometimes disturbing and sometimes impassioned testimony for the prosecution. Within just hours of prosecutors' opening statements last week, they entered the 27-minute videotape at the center of the case into the record as People's Exhibit No. 1 and played it in open court. Kelly is charged with child pornography for allegedly videotaping himself having sex with an underage girl. He has pleaded not guilty and faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. The defense won't begin calling their own witnesses for several weeks. Officials with the state's Department of Children and Family Services are investigating a Bloomington daycare after a baby's death there. The home-based center was closed earlier this month after a 2-year-old girl was found unresponsive. Chicago police say two men face charges stemming from a dogfighting operation on the city's west side. Authorities say they've rescued three pit bulls that had bruises and scars and were allegedly being kept without food and water. Searchers looking for missing Bolingbrook mother Stacy Peterson are training on sonar techniques to focus their efforts on waterways. Friends and neighbors have raised money for a new 14-foot flat-bottom boat named the Stacy Ann. A 26-year-old Indianapolis man serving time at Putnamville Correctional Facility was pronounced dead early yesterday morning after fellow inmates found him lying unresponsive in a bed. A prison spokeswoman says Jason Simpson was taken to a Greencastle hospital after inmates told an officer he didn't look quite right and was foaming at the mouth. A sick dog and 14 cats living in a filthy Fort Wayne home were euthanized after police and animal control officers searched the house. Officers allowed the resident to keep a dog and two birds because they were the only animals healthy enough to be saved. And officials at Lincoln Park Zoo say they've opened an organic food concession stand. Instead of hot dogs and soda, zoo officials are offering organic arugula, spiced sunflower seeds, and smoked blue cheese.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. Leanne Hansen is away. I'm Ari Shapiro. It's Memorial Day weekend, which means across the country there are tributes to the men and women who've served in the military. In a moment, we'll hear from a veteran of Iraq and Vietnam who told the leaders of his New Hampshire town, "You can never again thank me for my service." But first, here in Washington, the forecast for Memorial Day is always the same: rolling thunder. Each year, tens of thousands of bikers come to the Capitol. They ride to support American troops. Artie Muller is the group's spokesman.
They're coming from all over the United States, including Hawaii and Alaska. We have them coming from Australia, the Netherlands, Guam, Canada. They're coming from around the world.
Their route today starts at the Pentagon and ends at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Since 9/11, more than 600,000 troops from the National Guard and Reserves have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those people usually leave civilian jobs behind. When they get back to the states, the law says they have a right to get their jobs back. But employers don't always follow that law. And in some cases, that's when the Justice Department steps in. One recent lawsuit took place in the tiny town of Stewartstown, New Hampshire. The man at the center of the case was the local police chief, Brennan McCaig. He wouldn't talk with us, but his friend Rick Sampson would. Sampson's lived in Stewartstown for about 25 years.
From where we live, we can look into Vermont and Canada.
And I understand you're an Iraq vet, is that right?
Yes, Vietnam and Iraq. I was the oldest fellow in the unit that went to Iraq.
McCaig was younger. He's 42. Sampson was recuperating from an injury at Fort Dix in New Jersey when he learned what happened to his buddy.
My wife was sending me the paper, and I read in the paper that he had gotten a letter terminating.
While McCaig was in Iraq, Stewartstown decided to make the job of police chief a full-time position. McCaig was the part-time police chief. He also worked at a local corrections facility. The town sent McCaig a letter in Iraq saying if he wanted the full-time police chief job, he'd have to apply for it. That's actually illegal, and it made Rick Sampson furious.
After being over there with him for 8 months, knowing what we were going through, knowing what we were having to deal with, the last thing on anybody's